Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Iván Dahazu. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Macco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Caudill. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Caudill. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Norman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Berenguer. Pitching for the New York Mets, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Iván Dahazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahazu takes first base on ball four. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dahazu. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. Dahazu steals second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trevino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares strikes out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dahazu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Macco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Trevino and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman strikes out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Macko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Berenguer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berenguer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mazzilli who is chasing the ball. Biotner reaches third base with a triple. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Biotner scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko is 0-for-1 in the game. Macko strikes out. There goes Kim. The throw from Trevino to second, and Kim is out. Two outs. Bill Caudill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill is 0-for-1 in the game. Caudill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman, who is chasing the ball. Hebner reaches third base with a triple. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caudill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dejesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dejesu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dejesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Juan Berenguer. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trevino. The throw from Kim and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trevino scores. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caudill fires to first and picks off Tavares. Two outs. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Glenn now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing center field. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Macko scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Macko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kim hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Dillard pinch hits for Steve Macko. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing second base. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman strikes out. 1 out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trevino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavares strikes out. 1 out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Hebner hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Youngblood for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-3 in the game. Norman takes first base on ball 4. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norman. The throw from Blackwell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trevino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Siebert pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeJesu bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Chapman covering, for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-4 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Neil Allen. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Flores pinch runs for Elliot Maddox. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavares bunts towards the mound. Sutter fields it and throws to first for the out. Flores moves to second. One out. John Stearns pinch hits for Kelvin Chapman. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.